We have had the privilege of ministering to a great many families over the years, and I must admit that some have caused me to seriously rethink some of my original beliefs about education. On occasion, we have served families that were in two parts. Not that they were separated, but that their children were in two different age groups. These parents had the first family, and years later, for whatever reason, started the second family. Same parents, different batch of children, with quite a few years between the first set and the second set of children. One of these families that remain as personal friends to this day is a case in point. They sent their first child to school, found that it was not as good a place as expected, and brought their children home. As usual, they also brought the school home. Trying to do school at home proved to be more trouble than it was worth, so changes were made to the program to better fit the family and the student. Eventually, this family became more home educators than homeschoolers, as they took on more and more responsibility and independent, family-centered individual programming. Several years later, the family was blessed with another child, and a couple of years after that, yet another one, creating a family of two sets of children, the older bunch and the younger bunch. We have all heard how experience is a good teacher, and this situation is a good example of this. By the time the family was completing the education of their first family, the second family was ready to begin. However, by now, the parents were experienced. They had already transitioned through homeschooling to home education, and by now were comfortable with allowing the children to simply learn as the opportunities were presented. As a consequence of the parents being more experienced, older, and wiser, the second family was raised in a more relaxed educational environment. And not that the first family was under any undue stress, but the second set of children were given the freedom to learn as they grew. The family had become unschoolers. I was relatively new to this way of thinking at the time, but I soon saw the wisdom to this novel approach. As I became more familiar with the family, I was amazed at how the children were progressing through the learning, and soon became not only a supporter, but a fan of the unschooling method. Now, remember that I was a public school teacher, not only teaching students at the high school level, but mentoring young student teachers as well. With the parents' permission, I brought a few of these student teachers with me when performing my duties as a facilitator. Without exception, these students who were indoctrinated to think in a school kind of way were completely flabbergasted by what they saw, and every one of them vowed to incorporate unschooling within the school once they had their jobs. Sadly, I had to inform them that you cannot unschool at school. It is only when not in school that you can unschool. They could plainly see the advantages to the unschooling method. As mentioned, I continue to be very involved with this family. The oldest of the second family, without having used any curriculum, any courses, any training or programs of any kind, without any accreditation or post-secondary courses, without any type of paper certification, he's the genius behind our unique world-class website and all the technology behind it. Unschooling works. It is simply working with the child's natural learning ability without having to resort to the school's way of doing things. Now, it is not unparenting. It is not unstructured. It is not undisciplined. It is not unlearning, nor is it unacceptable. Unschooling is simply not doing school, and it is as diverse in its application as the uniqueness of each child. Learning naturally as we grow is natural. I believe that this is what was meant to be. No doubt school will provide you with a lot of information, and most students can succeed in school, demonstrating their intelligence and willingness to do as they are told. However, very little of this information is ever used in the average person's life. Unschooling simply cuts out what will ultimately be useless to a particular child. It allows them to play when young, learn as they go, study what interests them, and in preparation for what could only be their very own lives.